Well, it looks like the professors order the students' work, and especially when they done all the work, we presented the credit. Thank you, Hakri, about those. You are the only student present. We are all professors. So today I will be represent the Fang Gan, which is a PhD student. He just landed a job at Nanjing Agricultural University. When she went back to China, she cannot back in time. So we will talk about the apple shoot proliferation and shoot elongation to use a tissue culture. Probably most of you work on the apple tree lows, you know. If Obama wants to get an apple from old plants, tall, probably it can't. But now today, you can easily to pick up one, you know, it's a lot of tall. So we need a dwarf plants. And so the other way is shorter, people can reach it. And almost all the apple orchards today probably use dwarf rootstock to make this happen. Right. Traditional rootstock propagation is majorly by layering. It's probably most popular. Yeah, and you can see here, maybe from a textbook, you can look at those, the production procedures. As a lotus, woody plants each year growing one season. How many years you wait? You wait for a long time. This kind of a limitation about the delay of the rootstock availability, because everybody wants a new plant, everybody wants a new plant quick, especially the new rootstock and which normally don't root well, especially like a Geneva rootstock. Majority of them don't root it for you, take a while. So this is a property which is tricked. We have to use a lot of way, as Dr. Red already said, is you want to produce a quantity in the shorter time, you need to do a lot by what? By tissue culture. This is the property is we use the modern technology to solve our problem, especially provide the pathogen-free plants. This is what is the goal. We go back a little bit. The only problem when we do that for the upper rootstock is the stage there, and I don't know the question mark here. This is a normally you do, but we growing a lot of plants. Majority of them is very, very short. The shoots is a stunt. This is what happened. It is bigger problem. In the meantime, the popularity of the rootstock is increased. So two kind of challenges make us to make sure how we resolve this problem. The challenge is as they shoot stand shoots, right? When you have stand shoots, if a low way for you to multiply or low way for you to divide it, this is a problem we want to try to solve. Here, on your right top corner, those wires, just a low way. They're not proliferate, they're not and elongated. The objective of those is to try to get those down. Now, we have tried many, many methods. This is a five approach. One of the approach is a growth hormone. It's a growth hormone. And she did five approach to solve this problem in her PhD program. And we pick up very popular rootstock B9, G30, and G41. Those rootstock have very, very good characters. For example, they're really short and also resistant to fire blight, which is a big problem, and the yield increase. Cold hardness is majorly because apple do need chilly hours and growing in the northern climate. And also, you don't want too many rootstock get a sucker. So after a while, you don't know which one is a fruit, which one is, you know. The difficulty is the propagation. Others like G30s is also semi-dwarf, pretty used, and propagation really the better. So looks like the trend is the better plants, the harder to propagate it. It's always a challenge. So what we do is we try to get a bunch of rootstock come to stay in the cooler until we put in the greenhouse, force little bit shoots grows. The reason we force it in the greenhouse, hopefully get a little bit cleaner eggplants instead. So this is what we did. And relatively the shoot, the new shoots, when you're greenhouse in the controlled environment, relatively it's okay and to clean it. It do not have too much contamination. This is a good part. So then we designed the different growth hormone, majorly as the BA, GA combination, to make sure we make the shoot and elongate it. This is what we try to do from shoot to standard, get both numbers and the longer shoots. So people have tried, think about GA is extremely good on those shoot elongation. But this is a probably combination of the treatment with the MS media, majorly use MS media, and the PGR, we use a different concentration. Majorly also have a little bit of BA and IBA for routine hormones inside. So we take some design, yes, we did a lot of work. Usually we bundle about 8 tubes as a subsample. And then we multiply by those. This is a way easily can take the data about the percentage. And we use a completely randomized design, majorly in the growing room, and analyze the data by SAS program. So when we take the data, the kind of a continuous data, which is the length of tallest macro shoots, and then we have a number of shoots proliferation. Then we have which one percentage, one is if it have a multiplication proliferate or the shoots elongated. This is what we do. The result from here, you probably noticed, and the GA does help a lot on the shoot elongation, especially 4.0 ppm, the microgram per liter, is really, really good. There's also significant difference than other treatment here. And GA concentration on other cultivars, relatively, the GA concentration not along, not hope too much, hopefully, but due to show significant difference among the cultivars. In other words, when you use a GA concentration, you have to be careful on which cultivar is a cultivar dependable. So this is probably the graphic just show you. And this is the culture. What we did is the first culture and the second culture. As you noticed, with a second GA culture, we get much, much better result and in term of the proliferation and the shoot elongation. Here is a cytokinin 6BA and on the G30s, because G30 is a relatively very challenged. As you can see here, definitely there will be improve a lot in term of those compared with the control. Relatively control, we don't have any proliferation stuff, and the majority is depends on those. This is a as you say, the control, the red one, or others, more or less, you have a little bit effect, but the effectiveness is kind of quite different. But we think about the bottom right, it's a very good growth, but they don't have too much proliferation, right? On the top right, is have kind of better balance the result. The overall, the combination of GA and BA will be much, cytokinin BA is much better, and the result, as you say, the elongation rate reached about 93%. So this is what our suggestion, if you use combination of GA and BA will be better on G30s. Definitely, she did a lot of work on different cultivars. This is probably with the time we only present a little bit result and share with you. So both GA and BA do affect the shoot growth, and especially G30s. The others is kind of, some is affected better, some is a lot. 6BA is works much better, but we still think about the combination will be BA and GA will be much better result about elongation. And the work is really suggested, and the hope of the work is by the committee members, especially Dr. McDay. He put a lot of emphasis, and the hormone is one approach, lights, and we use chilly hours, and use other method, five approach, make her successfully graduate and receive earning her PhD. Now she's working in Nanjing Agricultural University as a professor. And we like thank the input from other people too. And with those, have any questions? I do have 3 minutes for the questions. Yes?
Did you try
metoprolol? No. So we say this is kind of a limited. We want to try the brassinoides, some things, some work, some not, but we don't try those.
Did you try rooting any of these two factors after the exposure to
GA? We did.
I think it can be anywhere, and some
things
results as far as
did
they root okay?
Well, we did. The rooting seems not too difficult. So that especially we have a combination with shoots, and technically we directly rooted in the media, in the greenhouse media instead of a culture media. So we do have a success about the rooting. Yes.
So did you observe unusual characters in root and activated plants afterwards, like?
We did not go this long, We did rooted those cuttings, and then this is probably the end of experiment for her. And also, I don't know if she continued, because I moved to University of Georgia last year, so she stayed in the Maine. So this is the continuous, and I cannot answer about those. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing time with us this morning, and I really appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.